What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
There's reports that there are scams centering around Taylor Swift tickets. We will get to that in a minute because those scams are just a few of what seem to be a fair clutch of scams happening to consumers at the moment, a lot of them related to banking and to banking transactions. Sinead Ryan, journalist with The Independent and, of course, presenter of The Home Show on News Talk Saturday mornings, is with us. Sinead, we're seeing a fair few of these kind of things knocking around.
Hi, Anton. Yes, we are even more than normal. And this is a kind of a fairly ubiquitous type of scam, what the BPFI call card not present scams. And these are essentially where your card, your bank details are used to make purchases for people who you don't know and who don't live anywhere in Ireland. And, you know, they would be a pains to point out, and I would want to reassure people that the number one way you are going to get scammed isn't by somebody hacking your bank account, breaking into it and stealing all your money. The number one way is that you are voluntarily going to give your details to somebody. And that's not in any way to judge people. These are highly sophisticated scams. So this range from the call or the text or the pop-up message you get saying, terrible news, something awful has happened, you need to fix it, you know, contact us. Or one purporting to be from your bank saying, so that we avoid scams, please give us all your details so we can check them against what we have.
But they can look very compelling. Often they even arrive in the same text conversation as the real ones.
Absolutely. It is shocking how believable they are. It really is. And then the other type are where you have legitimately given over your details because you think you're buying something. Maybe off Facebook or eBay or whatever, and it turns out then the item isn't real or it is, and you've suddenly handed over all your
cards. Now, I thought we were in the world of two-factor authentication, which prevented all of this.
Well, you see, it only prevents it if you don't want to give your card details away. So if you get a scammy text on your phone and it says, quick, click here because you didn't pay your toll, or revenue are after you, if you click through and hand over your details, that's how that stuff gets away. That cannot happen if you just block and ignore that call. OK, and if you are worried, gosh, are the toll people after me or is revenue, then separately and outside of that, you call and you say, look, I've just got this message. I'm wondering, is it legitimate? OK, and that's the way you check. But because people get alarmed, they get upset. Most of us don't want to owe money to people. We don't want to be in trouble. That will follow through and click. So the two-factor authentication happens after we've fallen for the scam.
The other one where we are seeing it start to crop up is Revolut, which to some extent is unsurprising given, again, the ubiquitousness of Revolut as a payments platform.
And this is partly to do with the fact that Revolut now is so giant. I mean, they claim to have 2.7 million customers in Ireland. Now, that's a number that most retail banks would give their right arm for. I suspect it's accounts rather than customers. They are based in Lithuania. This is a fintech company. Revolut are fine. There's nothing wrong with Revolut. However, if you've a query, if something goes wrong, they can be very difficult to get in touch with. There's no branch you can walk into. There's no call centre you can ring. There's no humans to speak to. So instead, you have to go through this loop on an app where you're kind of talking to somebody virtually. And that can cause people problems because it can take, first of all, longer to get hold of the problem itself. And indeed, because we're buying so much on Revolut, we're transferring money, we're moving money, we're very used to doing this, that if you think you've bought a product and they say, Revolut me. I mean, how many parents out there hear that 10 times a day from their kids? Just rev me, mom. That when you hear just Revolut me and you put in a number and you Revolut them. OK, now suddenly, you know, they have now got your money, and then you've set up that kind of a conversation. Now, Revolut, for their part, and my colleague Charlie Weston in the Indo has been doing a lot of work on this now, they will say accounts are not being hacked, even though there's a huge uptick in people complaining. They're saying, no, they're not hacked. People are voluntarily giving their authentication details. Now, some people will say, no, I was asleep when it happened, or I wasn't using the app, I didn't even have it on. But it might have been that at a previous purchase or a previous transfer that possibly happened. Now, Revolut say they have stopped in 2023 alone 500 million euros worth of fraudulent transactions.
Now, some of which can be very clever. I was reading a thing by JJ Clark, formerly of this parish, who was talking about a scam where he had tweeted an airline about a cancelled flight and got a reply back from what turned out to be an account with a slightly different name of the airline. And before he knew it, he was in a negotiation thinking he was going to get a refund.
Yeah.
But the end result was they took money out of his account.
And actually, shops have this. Massimo Dutti and Dunn Stores in recent months both had fake cloned sites, they're called. So the central bank called them cloned sites. In other words, they look identical to the actual site. You can go shopping, you can browse, you can pick out a shirt. And, you know, it's a sale, 10 quid for something that would normally be 50 quid. And you're thinking, that's fantastic, I'll buy five of them. And when you look in, it'll be something like, instead of .com or .ie, it'll be, say, you know, the store name ie.net. Okay, or there'll be a tiny tweak, or Dunn's will have D-U-N-E-S instead of D-U-N-N-E-S, or a hyphen, you know. So
or a
tiny,
one instead of an I.
It's really hard to do. And all I would say to people is, if you get a pop-up on social media, and this is where 99% of these happen, right? Just pop up on social media, we're having a fantastic sale, click here, and you think you're being brought into the site, I would just say separately in your browser, type in the actual website. If they're having a 50% sale, you are going to see it there, right? They want, if they're having the sale, they're going to want to let you know.
Tell us about Taylor Swift.
Yes, Tay-Tay. How can we avoid her? Even the Home Show is going to be covering Taylor Swift merch on Saturday morning, Ivan. It is going to be a cruel summer for some people. But umtish, see, you're not down cool with the people at all, are you? Two big scams happening around Taylor Swift tickets. The first one is there is a real ticket for sale. Somebody is actually selling it. It exists in real life and it'll get you into the venue. The problem is they've sold it to 10 different people. So the ticket exists. You can see the watermark. You have it emailed to your thing. It's coming up in your whatever wallet. The problem is only the first person's going to get in with it. And they have gone and sold that multiple times. You're going to rock up to the concert. You're not going to get in.
And there's nothing you can do and there's nothing they can do for you.
The Aviva's not going to let you in. You have no chance. That ticket's been used. And then the other one are, this is a horrible one actually. Hackers are cloning Facebook sites. So say I go in, say you're a friend of mine on Facebook and you put up a post saying, just for my friends, I have a ticket to Taylor Swift. I can't go. Something awful has happened. I'm prepared to let it go at face value. Just let me know. Now, if I already know you and you're on my Facebook friends, I'm going to think that's legitimate. Anton has a ticket for sale. I'm going to actually go and get this. And you enter what you think is a conversation with your friend, because this will go to everybody in your group. And how many are going to offer to buy that ticket? Buy it and then turn out that, in fact, the Revolut account or the money transfer account that it's been asked to go for isn't your friend at all.
So is the lesson don't buy any secondhand tickets or
the
just tread really carefully?
If somebody's offering you a Tay-Tay ticket at this late stage, the chances are it's a scam. Unless somebody, like, you know, I don't know, your sister comes to your house and say, you'll never guess, something awful has happened, here's my ticket.
And it seems to be across every sector. We just got a text that says, Anton, I recently met a group of 12 people who booked and paid for accommodation in Paris. Mm. When they arrived at the hotel, no such booking existed.
Yeah, and actually we got a lot of this during the World Cup, the Rugby World Cup last year in Paris. There was a ton of both fake tickets doing the rounds and indeed fake accommodation or accommodation which didn't exist. So it really is insidious. It's very, very difficult and there's very little that people can do about it. If it doesn't come from a legitimate source, it isn't real.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. there's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Hyland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Hyland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at Hyland.com.